Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about Judges 13. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you humbly, thanking you for everything you do, your love, your mercy, and your grace, the ability to see your face every time we open and read the Word of God. We thank you in all these things in Jesus' name, amen. With that being said, Judges 13. This chapter is basically talking about the birth of Samson. A lot of us have heard the story of Samson. He was a man who God gifted with great strength and power. If you read the chapters speaking about him, a lot of times it says that the Lord strengthened Samson. The Lord strengthened Samson. It says that time and time again. So his strength was from the Lord. Needless to say, chapter 13 is speaking about his parents, how an angel came to them. Came to the wife initially and was speaking about how she shall bear a child, and basically gave her a laundry list of things that she should keep pertaining to her son who shall be born. So she went back and told her husband everything that the angel said, and that's what we're picking up on verse 8. Chapter 13 of Judges. Her husband Manoah prayed to the Lord and said, "Oh, my Lord, please let the man of God whom you sent come to us again and teach us what shall we do for the child who will be born." And God listened to the voice of Manoah. And the angel of God came to the woman again as she was sitting in the field. Manoah, her husband, was not with her. Then the woman ran in haste and told her husband and said to him, "Look, the man who came to me the other day has just now appeared to me." So Manoah arose and followed his wife. When he came to the man, he said to him, "Are you the man who spoke to this woman?" And he said, "I am." Manoah said, "Now let your words come to pass. What will be the boy's rule of life and his work?" Now, pay attention to the way Manoah is talking. First and foremost, he wasn't there initially when the angel came to his wife, so he wanted to hear it with his own ears. So he prayed. And that very next verse says, the Lord listened to the voice of Manoah, and an angel of God came. So the Lord heard his prayer and answered his prayer. Right? Now in verse 12 it says, as he sees this angel of the Lord, "Now let your words come to pass." That's the first thing he says to him. Once he realized that he was, he says, "Are you the man?" He says, "I am." "All right, well, now let your words come to pass." Wow. Verse 13 reads, "So the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, 'All that I've said to the woman, let her be careful. She may not eat anything that comes from the vine, nor may she drink wine or similar drink, nor eat anything unclean. All that I have commanded, let her observe.' Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, 'Please let us detain you, and we will prepare a young goat for you.' And the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, 'Though you detain me, I will not eat your food. But if you offer a burnt offering, you must offer it to the Lord.' For Manoah did not know that he was the angel of the Lord. Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, 'What is your name, that when your words come to pass, we may honor you?' And the angel of the Lord said to him, 'Why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful?' Then Manoah took the young goat with the grain offering, offered it up on the rock to the Lord. And he did a wondrous thing while the Manoah and his wife looked on. As it happened, the flame went up toward heaven from the altar, and the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar." I always laugh at this part because I know what's coming. When Manoah and his wife saw this, they fell on their faces to the ground. When the angel of the Lord appeared no more to Manoah and his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was the angel of the Lord. Manoah said to his wife, "We shall surely die because we have seen God." So the angel came. I'm going to stop right there. The angel came to the wife, said that she's getting ready to have a son. Manoah wasn't there, so he prayed that he could hear and see what this man, this angel, is saying. The Lord answered his prayer, sent the man. He said the same thing to him. And then the angel disappeared in a flame of fire. And Manoah starts freaking out. He says, "Surely we shall die." But I like how it says on verse 3, how his wife responds. But his wife said to him, "If the Lord had desired to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and a grain offering from our hands. Nor would he have shown us all these things, nor would he have told us such things at these times." I like that because she's reminding him what the Lord was saying. Reminding him what the Lord has said. There's a lot of times that we lose sight and need to be reminded what God said. Because he prayed for these things, and then when he got them, all of a sudden he's like, "We shall surely die." Like, no, no, no. It's not the case, or the Lord wouldn't have said that these things were about to happen. Not only that, Noah's own words was, "Let your words come to pass. Whatever you're getting ready to tell me, let them come to pass." When we pray, we say amen, that's what we're telling God. Let your words come to pass. So there's certain things that we're praying for. God is saying, okay, here it is. And then we're faced with some type of adversity or some kind of misunderstanding because we're thinking in the natural, not knowing that God can do any given thing at any given time because nothing is too difficult for him. So we're overlooking the fact that we have to be still, know that he is God, meditate on things above, fix our eyes on things above, and remember what he said. Remember what is written. Scripture says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." So there's a lot of things that we don't know that we're overlooking, or there's things that we know that we're not taking heed to because we're not remembering when we're faced with adversity. So I like how his wife reminded him what God said. Sometimes we just need to be reminded. Think about that. The G-O-D, God bless. Thank you.